Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, many Singapore residents have suffered economic hardship due to COVID-19. If you have unfortunately been affected economically and are struggling to fulfill your maintenance obligation, we have some expert advice which might help. Sherry Tan is a partner at IRB Law, and she joins us today with her insights. Sherry, thanks for your time.
Hi, Howie.
So what can you do if the pandemic's reduced your income and you have an existing order to maintain your ex-wife and your kids? I mean, can you change that order? And if so, how?
Yeah, actually, you can change the order. I think that if you're faced with financial difficulty, it is important to speak with your ex-spouse. She will need to know about your situation, and parties can try to mutually agree on a reduced maintenance sum. And this is especially important if you're currently co-parenting, because it is always good to remain amicable so that the children do not get affected.
So first step were to speak to your ex-spouse, and then the next steps?
Okay, so if there is an agreement on the reduced maintenance sum, there is technically speaking no need for any court intervention, so there is no need for a new court order to be recorded. However, as a safeguard, it would be prudent that you have everything documented. So one way to do so is to retain your email correspondence or your WhatsApp text messages with your ex-spouse that confirms the reduction. However, if you prefer to have the new agreed terms recorded in a court order, then parties will have to do so by taking out a by-consent variation order at Family Justice Courts. The way to do it is to actually file a summons followed by a supporting affidavit. The summons should generally consist of the new agreed terms, and that should be signed before a commissioner of oaths, and the affidavit should set out the reasons for the change.
Do those steps take money as well? Because we're in a situation where the income has reduced and, oh no, to pay for things will add more stress, right?
Yes, unfortunately, it does cost money. So like I said, if you and your spouse have got a mutually agreement, it would be good that you can just keep your WhatsApp records. So this way, it prevents your ex-spouse from turning around and saying that, oh, there was actually no agreement for this reduced maintenance. So can you please pay me back whatever that you have owed?
Are there other circumstances, though, Sherry, that allow you to change maintenance orders?
Yes, there is. So if your child have recently received scholarship which reduces his educational expenses, or that your ex-wife was previously unemployed when the original maintenance order was made and she subsequently found new employment, these would actually be valid reasons which constitutes a material change in circumstances that justifies for a variation application.
What are the situations where you cease paying ex-spouse's maintenance?
Oh, so that's a very good question. You know that they always say till death do us part. So basically, okay, once an order for spousal maintenance is made, the order actually remains valid until it is rescinded upon your ex-wife's death.
Rescinded by whom? Rescinded
by either party.
Okay.
But if they decide that they just want to cease paying maintenance because there is no longer a need for that. So right, instances maybe that your ex-wife has received a huge inheritance that she is now able to support her own living, or that the gentleman is now going through retrenchment, or he's already at the retirement age whereby he can no longer sustain paying this maintenance.
Before we get into child's maintenance though, can the situation be flipped, like a husband seeks maintenance from the wife?
Yes. Actually, the law has shifted in 2016, and they now recognize that an incapacitated husband may also receive maintenance from the wife. I believe that this change was actually effected because of the increase in dual-income families, as well as a rising number of wives being the main breadwinner and husbands staying home as house husbands. So in order for the husband to actually claim maintenance from the wife, he must actually demonstrate that he is incapacitated before or during the course of the marriage. And as a result of his mental or physical disability, he is unable to maintain himself or continue to maintain himself. So one thing to note is that incapacity must also be one that is proven medically and not by choice.
Oh.
So if the husband is able to work, but he chooses not to work due to his own personal reasons,
yeah,
the court would then not be satisfied that he's incapacitated, and hence the wife is also not liable to pay maintenance in that sense.
It is not the same in the reverse, where...
No, it is not the same in the reverse.
Mm. So let's talk about then child's maintenance. When does one cease paying that?
Parents normally maintain their children up till they turn 21 years old. that's when we become mature and known as adults in Singapore. However, if your child decides to study in university, you would have to then maintain them until they complete their tertiary education. This is why, because your child will then be able to rely on their qualifications to seek gainful employment. So once they have a job, you'll be able to then sustain their own expenses without relying on the parents. Yeah, in cases where your child actually suffers from a severe disability that prevents him or her from working, child maintenance may then continue for life.
Have you seen more instances of people coming to you for advice in this capacity, Sherry?
Yes, I actually do see quite a lot of inquiries on maintenance, especially for the downwards variation. So unfortunately, right, in most of these cases, while we try to do it on a low bono basis, like you rightly mentioned earlier on, all these applications actually cost money.
Yeah.
So sometimes the amount of legal fees that they end up paying the law firm actually surpasses the amount of maintenance that they are going to get. So I think that is quite difficult to solve.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today, Sherry, and please stay safe.
Yep, thanks.
Sherry Tan is a partner at IRB Law. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.